sad story, boys. Man in the USA, that's the United States of America, had finished a busy day at work, ducked into McDonald's, probably through the drive-thru, I'd imagine, and grabbed a double quarter pounder with cheese
for the
trip home from work. Jeez. I mean, is there anything better than McDonald's than the double quarter pounder?
A triple quarter pounder?
There is. The Big Mac and a cheeseburger is better.
You're just trying to be, you know.
No, that's I've never had a quarter pounder. I found the meat a little bit too thick.
I love the quarter pounder.
Too juicy.
Anyway, nonetheless, that's what he ordered, and he was biting into his burger about a kilometre away when he was pulled over by the fuzz, by the police.
I haven't heard that for a long time.
Ticketed for eating while driving. He was charged for eating while driving. Now, the driver had no idea he was breaking the law. Quote, "For most of us, I think we can safely eat a burger and drive our cars at the same time." Well, that's what I thought as well.
What's the point of a drive-thru if you can't drive your car and eat?
Strange, isn't it? Maybe it's for the passengers. In Australia, though, MG, eating and drinking, like fizzy drink or water, not alcohol, and smoking while driving, it's not illegal. But drivers can be charged with offences like careless driving.
Yep.
If police see they're not a proper control and be sort of...
That's fair
like
enough.
For instance, if you're staring at your burger and all of a sudden you're veering all over the road, you can be charged with neck driving. But interesting, boys. Have you blokes, I mean... Angus. Have you ever gone through... I mean, have you ever eaten a cheeseburger or a Big Mac while driving?
Absolutely. I actually put it down. I actually had a manual car as a youngster, and I could. Big Macs are tough. They're a two hand situation.
Well, you once said you had a cheeseburger on either hand. You're driving with your knees.
Yeah, well, that's been done,
irresponsible.
Trying to shove the fries into the cheeseburger as well, and getting rid of the gherkin.
Wow.
It's all tough stuff.
Tell them the story where you had the blue tack on the dashboard. You used to put the thick shake on there, the novelty straw, just at the same time.
I used
time
to put it into my hat. The hat with the straw.
Good. 1-333-53. Just give us some insight, Sydney. What were you doing while you were driving?
Eating.
Just anything.
Look, whatever you're doing. And look, fair play to you if you were charged. Remember Jason Taylor, Tigers coach, where he was spotted in the Daily Telegraph driving along Anzac Parade while eating baked beans out of a can.
Yeah. We were a bit worried about him that morning.
That's when he was at the Roosters.
Woody, let's try to get JT on. We'll ask him about the Tigers
as well. Yeah, that'd be nice.
So there it is. Give us a call. What were you doing while you were driving?
Got a tweet here. JB Sinclair says he saw a woman driving, had her baby in the front seat next to her. Well, that's not safe for a start.
She wasn't breastfeeding, was she?
Changing the baby's nappy while she was driving.
One
hand on the wheel, one-handed nappy change on the passenger seat.
Remind us of the story where you changed the stranger's baby's nappy.
Yeah, it wasn't a stranger. They were part of the mother's group.
You knew him for two weeks.
The dad was on the drink outside on the veranda. The mother was looking around, needed some sort of support, and said, "Can I help?" And she goes,
you're a monster.
Harrison needs to be... changed. And I said, "No worries." I said, "I'm the king of that. I'll do it for you." So I went, wiped his ass, put a new nappy on. I don't know what problem is that.
Long did you know this family for?
They're part of the mother's group.
Yeah, how long did you know him for?
Month, 6 weeks.
Oh, wow. It's not your relation.
Another one here. This one's from Georgie, 65, a driver of a Subaru, or a Subaru as they call it in New Zealand, once had a full-size keyboard sitting between the two seats. He was using his left hand to type as he was driving down the road.
I bet your truck drivers have some great views.
Oh, yeah.
What do you see? 1-333-53. What do you do while you're driving? Give us a call. It's 11 to 8.